the Lord began to reveal something to me from my past. And as I was working through it with some help from a very godly woman, it turned out that I was sexually abused as a child. Mm. So to be able to accept that, because I was thinking, Lord, I'm 63 years old. Do I really need to know this now? And the message to me was, you forgive. You forgive because you have been forgiven much, and you celebrate, and you come alongside others. Mm.
And that's exactly what Sylvia has done with her life. And today from our Intentional Living Center, we really ask the question, can you experience your purpose? Can you find your purpose even through your pain, or maybe even as a result of your pain? We're going to talk about that today on Intentional Living.
From the studios at the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, and he's a husband and father, counselor and conference speaker, president of Family Life Communications, and your advocate for the family. If you're going through tough times with your health or family, or you've learned to be intentional, tell us your story. Our lines are open, 1-888-888-1717. That's 1-888-888-1717. Now, to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you, Kurt. And, you know, when you introduce me that way and helping you find an intentional life, I'll be clear, it's not following me that's the key here. It's really getting back to understanding what God has for you. And I know every person, every one of you listening today, you have your own journey, you have your own path, you have your own pain, you have your own joys. Some of you are young and some of you are old. Some of you have been through a lot of pain in your life, like you're going to hear from our caller in a moment. Maybe some of you have been abused or have had cancer, have had loss, have divorce, health problems, whatever it is. I mean, life is life, and life comes along, and it's can be very difficult. But can we find our purpose in life through our pain? I think so. Many of you today would give a testimony of the fact that it was a result of the pain or hurt or problems in your life that you really found your purpose. And through that, you found a passion for your life. That's what Sylvia did, 63 years old. And you're going to hear in a moment, abuse, cancer, loss. And yet through that, she's chosen to celebrate her life in forgiveness, in caring for other people. When we from the Intentional Living Center do our research, it keeps coming back over and over to this very simple point. When we know why we are here, we know what our purpose is, and we live our purpose every day, that brings us passion and joy and freedom. That is why intentional living resonates so much. We'll hear Sylvia's story in 90 seconds.
My intentional living has become more intentional and more purpose-driven since I surrendered my heart to Christ. I've lost 170 pounds. I'm due to lose 200 pounds. I thank God for helping me get to where I am today.
About 4 weeks ago, we decided to do a diet together, which was probably about our 50th in our lifetime that we've done. We decided to do 1,000 calories a day. We eat a lot for 1,000 calories. Sometimes we are full by the time we reach about 800. This might be an ongoing lifestyle for both of us, not wind up in a hospital because of something we failed to do.
Hi, Dr. Randy. My name is Dave, and I just want to let you know that I've listened to your program for many, many years, and especially taking notice of the intentional living. Took it to heart, and my wife, too. We've struggled with eating addiction. I finally made the intentional decision to change my lifestyle. Weight loss is just a benefit of the intentional living. The most important benefit is that I'm healthier and I'm in control of what I eat.
Your testimonies are always welcome and appreciated. What is God teaching you about living intentionally as you share your story at 888-888-1717? And that's what we have here, a story. Sylvia's on the line and listens in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Sylvia, we appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about your background. How is it that this message of living intentionally has impacting your life?
Well, it's been a journey the last 9 years. I was saved in 1998, and it seems like right after that, God gave me a verse, Esther 4:14, and who knows but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this.
Mm-hmm.
And the Holy Spirit sure knew what he was doing when he gave that to me, because it's been a theme through the years, and after every trial, God seems to send someone who needs encouragement and someone to come alongside them as they're dealing with a similar situation.
Well, you know, Sylvia, we focus on having godly goals and helping people really know what their purpose is. Sounds like you've really wrestled with that and have come to a sort of a decision. Before we hear about your background, what is it you think you're on the planet for? I mean, what is it you think God has uniquely equipped you for this time?
He has equipped me to be courageous through him, to forgive, which is huge, and to come alongside other women who have had similar experiences or not, and help them with that same thing.
Mm. All right, that's an interesting combination, the sense of courage, having courage that comes from Christ, forgiveness, which is really is a gift when you think about it. I mean, it's
uh-huh.
not easy for everyone, but then taking what you've learned to help others. And listen, as you know and you're experiencing, Sylvia, if you do that throughout your life, you do that intentionally every day for the number of years God's given you into the future. Wow. I mean, that's how we finish strong in life.
And the victories in Christ, and then to be able to celebrate it every day.
Well, you've had a journey. Before we take a break here, tell us a little bit about where this all began for you and some of the challenges you faced.
9 years ago, I was diagnosed with colon cancer. Got through that okay. I was able to come alongside my sister and lead her to the Lord. And then shortly after that, she died.
Mm.
Then about 2 years ago, the Lord began to reveal something to me from my past through some dreams and some other stuff. And as I was working through it with some help from a very godly woman, it turned out that I was sexually abused as a child.
Mm.
So to be able to accept that, because I was thinking, Lord, I'm 63 years old. Do I really need to know this now? And the message to me was, you forgive. You forgive because you have been forgiven much, and you celebrate, and you come alongside others. And then my mother passed away in February, and that was a very difficult time. And then I was diagnosed with breast cancer earlier Wow. this year. Got through that. But the theme to the whole thing was God's compassion, his love, just giving me what I needed to get through it, but to remember that it's not about me. None of these things were about me.
Well, you've got
they were about him.
You know, Sylvia, you've got a lot of things that have been going on. I mean, colon cancer, breast cancer, forgiveness from abuse, early abuse, from a person who apparently now is deceased, and there's so much that can come into our lives that can just cause us to get bogged down, keeping us from living intentionally. I need to take a quick break, and I want to come back in a little bit here and hear more of your story, in particular, how you're choosing to be intentional. You're listening today, and you've been through some garbage in your life. You've been through tough things in your life. You have been beat up in life, in a sense, but you are choosing today to stay stuck, or you're choosing today to keep moving like Sylvia is. That's our encouragement to you. We'll have more of Sylvia's story in a little bit.
This is Steve Tanner with news to help you intentionally prepare for the effects of a blood clot. A former U.S. cabinet member famously suffered from a blood clot recently, but she's not the only one. 600,000 Americans get a blood clot each year. Dr. Jack Ancel says we all need to take notice.
Everyone should be concerned about the potential for having a blood clot, since this is something that can be very life-threatening.
Symptoms of blood clots include pain, swelling, and red marks.
Some of the risk factors, such as being overweight or taking birth control pills or hormone replacement therapy, these are things that can be avoided if it's a concern, but individuals should be aware of these risks. Just simply getting older is another risk, but you can't avoid that very well.
Also, be cautious if you have knee replacement surgery or take a long plane trip. Check our highlights page for tips to help you intentionally stop the clot. For Intentional Living, I'm Steve Tanner.
Thank you, Steve. Always appreciate being kept up to date on how intentionality and news come together, because news faces what's the reality in our lives. And intentional living is how we face reality in our lives every day. Today, we're talking to Sylvia. She's faced reality, cancer, forgiveness, and now choosing to really live our lives to service others. How is it you get up every day now and are intentional? What are the things you do specifically that make your life have real meaning and purpose, even though you've been through a lot of difficult situations?
You know, Randy, when I get up in the morning, the first thing that comes to my mind, and it's just been through discipline and the Lord's helped to do this, to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for everything you've sent my way. Thank you for what you've done, and thank you for what you're going to do today. And help me to celebrate that.
Yeah.
And as difficult as things may be, and I mean, how many times do I have to forgive every day, like 1,000, you know, to choose not to be offended and to choose to forgive and to choose not to sin in response. Just to recognize how many times, how daily, God has showed himself mighty and compassionate and merciful. He'll pull me out of the fray when I need to be pulled out so I can sit quietly at his feet. I also spend as much time as I can in the Word and just seek his will for me for the day. I think one of the biggest things for me has been to reach out to others, to recognize that none of this stuff is about me. It's about my relationship with Christ, first of all, my gratitude to him, my seeking of forgiveness and repentance, and my forgiving, and then to help others with the same thing.
You know, it's interesting. One of the things that we teach here, Sylvia, is that life is made up. Biblically, we see this. We see it psychologically. We see it in just our daily experience, made up of our thoughts and our emotions and our behaviors, our head, our heart, our hands. And the scripture is full of illustrations and teaching about these three. And as you were sharing the things that you do to be intentional, they came back to these things. You're saying thank you, which is an act of your heart. You're remembering God's mercy and love. You know, that's an act of our heart. That's a matter of pushing aside all of the things that keep us from really understanding God's love and just experiencing that. Then you fill your mind with the truth is another thing that you said you do. You get into the Word every day. You're filling your mind with the truth. And then you ended by saying, I get out and I help others. You know, if you want the formula for living an intentional life, like Sylvia is sharing her story today, get your thinking straight. Tell yourself the truth. Philippians 4:8 reminds us, whatever is right and pure and admirable, praiseworthy, think on such things. Let's not let our hearts become hardened, as Paul talks about in Ephesians 4. When our hearts get hard, what does that mean? Well, it means we've set in our ways emotionally. If you ever get set in your ways emotionally, boy, we're in danger. And then to every day to live out our faith, to care for people. Sylvia, three times now, I think, has said, it's not about me. It's not about me. It's not about me. It's about Christ. That is so contrary to every message that we get in our culture today. But that's really the steps it takes to live an intentional life. Sylvia, hold on. I want to come back and talk to you a little bit more about moving forward from here. What's going on with these challenges medically, and what's on your heart is the goals that you have for the days ahead.
This is Betty Garrett, founder of Caregivers for Cancer, and one way you can be intentional in your caregiving is to get involved with your medical team. Go with your loved one to those doctor's appointments and have your questions written down. And do not leave the room until you know exactly what the doctor has said. Keep asking those questions until you are comfortable. You may want to write down those questions, or better yet, tape record the session. The doctor will welcome you because that helps you get involved, and the more you know, the better the caregiver and advocate you will be for the patient. Don't be afraid of that white coat. Listen to your intuition because it's 99% correct. You know your patient better than any doctor because you are with them 24/7. For Intentional Living, this is Betty Garrett.
Thank you, Betty. Very practical. I hope you underlined what Betty said there in terms of you know your patient, your loved one, better than the doctor does. Now, the doctor may be trained, obviously, to diagnose and help treat, but seeing them for a few minutes where you see them for 24 hours, you bring a lot of insight and help by taking notes and bringing that to the appointment. Today, there is purpose in the pain. And that's what we're talking about. We'll have more for you from the Intentional Living Center coming up.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Don't go away. Sylvia shares more of her intentional journey. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
I learned I don't pay attention to how he's saying it. I just pay attention to what he's saying.
Kay's intentional one thing changed her marriage, and it was as simple as changing the way she listens to her husband.
When I would ask my husband a question, how do I do this or where is this? It seemed to me like he would raise his voice at me and his eyebrows would go up while he was talking. And I just felt like he was getting angry, but I didn't want to accuse him of getting angry because my blood pressure would boil. And I just couldn't wait to say something when he was finished about, I don't know why you treat me like a kid, blah, blah, blah. So I learned I don't pay attention to how he's saying it. I just pay attention to what he's saying.
One thing you can do to live intentionally in your marriage is to listen to what your spouse is trying to say instead of forcing them to say it in a way that pleases you. Take the Intentional One Thing Challenge and discover the one thing you can do to discover purpose and peace and start living intentionally. Go to theintentionallife.com/one thing.
An intentional life in Christ can make all the difference.
After almost 3 years of offering relevant biblical advice on the radio, Dr. Randy Carlson has become a trusted voice in so many homes. Ideas on parenting, marriage, finance, and anything else life has in store. And now, you can access that helpful information in the palm of your hand when you download the brand new mobile app from the Intentional Living Center. Audio and video clips on all sorts of subjects. Access to the daily radio program. You can even interact with others on the Intentional Living blog. Visit your app store and download it today. From the Intentional Living Center.
This has made a huge difference in our marriage.
To finally be on a budget. Wow.
My kids actually obey me now. Most of the time anyway.
Whether for your small group or your personal journey, an Intentional Living Study Kit on CD or DVD can help you discover the peace, purpose, and health you're looking for. Each is developed by best-selling author and speaker Dr. Randy Carlson. To get you started, visit theintentionallife.com, go to resources, and click on the store link.
Welcome back to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Christ. Randy?
Thanks, Kurt, and welcome back to More Intentional Living today. One woman's story from breast cancer, colon cancer, to forgiveness, from her childhood to every day getting up and living intentionally in Christ. And Sylvia, your passion for him and your passion for life comes through. What's the future look like for you as you look to the future? What are the goals that you have, even though you fought some potentially deadly diseases here and with cancer? But what do you look as you look down the road?
Well, I think that as I know that I need to cling to the Lord and only to the Lord, but he's let me know that he has much work left for me to do, as is evidenced by the fact that I have no cancer now. So apparently he's not through with me yet. So he's still got work for me to do. He's used me to come alongside other women who've suffered with illness and abuse. And so I wish to, with his help and with his leadership, leave that legacy. If I leave anything to my children, to my husband, to my friends, whoever, it's that you have a purpose and you seek the Lord to find out what that is and you live it. You do it. You be obedient to that. As I mentor women, I focus on repentance and forgiveness and change through Christ. And my husband and I head up the marriage ministry for our church. And as we mentor couples, especially couples in crisis, I really focus with the women on repentance and forgiveness because we have to do it so often and so daily. And I think, Randy, for what the future has, just ask God daily, send someone to me. Put someone in front of me. If not, make sure I'm on my knees seeking your will and just asking you and receiving what you have for me. Mm. But the thing is to keep at it, to keep working, to keep looking, right, and not retire.
I'll tell you, it's a daily. You sound like my mother. Sylvia. That's the way my mother lived every day. This is the day. Get up. This is the day God's given us. Let's live it. Live it to its fullest. Let's be intentional in living it. It's certainly a powerful message. Sylvia, thanks for joining us today on the program and for being our guest and sharing your story as one woman as you continue your intentional journey. Stay at it.
Thank you, and God bless you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Hi, doctor. My name is Anthony. I moved from Tucson to Phoenix. I wanted to become a chef, so I tried to enroll in a chef school. Was unable to pay for my tuition. I started attending a church, gave my life to Christ, and now a disciple. God has blessed me. He's given me a job that I enjoy doing. I don't get the hours that I want. I'm thinking about getting a second job, and I'm trying to continue to attend church, you know, and be there for my pastor and do God's work. I also got two daughters, which I'm trying to be there for also. They live with their mother, and I'm trying to get the weekends with them. It's just I'm overwhelmed with so much that I have to do. I look forward to hearing from you soon. Thank you.
Anthony, thank you for the confidence that you have in sharing your question with us here at the Intentional Living Center. And I heard you reference several times, I'm trying. And when we have a long list of things that I'm trying to do, but not feeling like I'm accomplishing any of them, there's no closure with them. That becomes overwhelming. You know, the scripture says, there's a little passage that says a hope deferred. In other words, a hope that's put off, a hope that doesn't come to conclusion, a hope that doesn't get resolved, a hope that's not fulfilled can make the heart sick. And I think there's a point where we have so many hopes and so many aspirations and desires and things that we're trying to do that we can allow this idea of being intentional in a negative way to overtake our lives. In other words, just because I'm intentional doesn't mean that all of the things are going to happen in my schedule or the way I'd like to have them happen. There's not some magic to living intentionally that means that everything that you do is going to work out just the way you want it to work out. Ultimately, even as the scripture says, say you're going to go to such and such a city and build a business, but make sure you include if it's God's will. And so I think it's really important in being very practical that you adjust your schedule, have realistic expectations, and in your prayer life, to not beat yourself up because everything isn't the way you thought it would be, your relationship with your daughters or your career choices or family or your own personal spiritual growth. You set realistic goals. Goals need to be realistic and measurable, things that you can do. Know where that limit is and when you can turn it off and give everything to God ultimately. That's a decision of the heart. It's a decision of the will to know where your limit is. Because God, I don't believe God intends for us to carry such a burden that we feel overwhelmed every day. That is not living intentionally. I think that can become unintentional and destructive in our life. You know, the search for God's will is certainly nothing new. Back in Exodus chapter 18, Moses speaks of how the Israelites constantly came to him to seek God's will about all sorts of various matters and quarrels and disagreements in the camp. As you look at Scripture, it says that Moses dealt with this weighty responsibility. Listen how he did it. It says, "Whenever they had a dispute, they brought it to me, and I decided between the parties and informed them of God's decrees and laws." Moses turned to the law. God's decrees, standards, rules for living, in other words, his word, became the definition of God's will in that matter. Moses applied this to every circumstance or every situation that was brought to him. You know, and I think today, as evangelical Christians, those of us who are followers of Jesus Christ can do no less. Your request for God's will must begin with the Bible and more specifically, obedience to his word. And that, boy, that's not a word that we like to use today, but it's at the core of what intentional living is all about. All right, that's an excerpt from my teaching from the Intentional Living Center for members only, and it's on finding God's will. And I was teaching in that segment about the foundation of knowing God's will is, first of all, going to his word. Because sometimes we try to find God's will without first going to the book and understanding what God's will is about a lot of things. God will never define his will for you differently than what he's defined in Scripture. And so if you go to Scripture and you learn principles, you hear commands, you get instruction, you need to ask yourself, is there anything that I'm about to do, the decisions I'm going to make, that would violate Scripture? And God doesn't contradict himself. And so as you think about decisions about your marriage or remaining married or getting divorced or getting married in the first place or about your family or about your career or about money or whatever the decisions are, that you really seek God's will through his Scripture first. And then, of course, friends and through prayer and a lot of other ways. Every month, a brand new teaching to motivate, equip, and encourage you on your journey. Come and join us. You can become a member of Intentional Living today by going to theintentionallife.com right now. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hi, my name is Elaine from South Dakota. I am a breast cancer survivor. I had surgery in December of 2009. I underwent 6 months of chemotherapy and 6 weeks of radiation. During that time, my walk with the Lord grew and grew. When I first got diagnosed, I stomped my foot like a little kid and said, God, I don't have time for this. And I'm sure he smiled and said, I'm with you. I'm going to be with you through it all. My husband said, we'll get through this. And he wrapped his arms around me. He was just so comforting and so supportive through all of it. So I do live intentionally every day and try to take good care of myself and have time for God and my husband and the things that we enjoy and our family. God bless you, and thank you very much.
What a tender spirit, and really living out what it means to be intentional. Again, not about perfection. It's just about getting up today and saying, Lord, you love me, and because you love me, I'm going to love you back through others and being obedient to what Scripture teaches. Today, we've experienced a lot of pain. You've heard Sylvia's story. Boy, there's a lot there. Abuse, cancer, loss, death. But even at 63, finding her purpose and then choosing to live that purpose every day. What is it? You know, one of the things from a health perspective, because we've talked about health, is taking care of what God has given us. And I love what Candace has said. You talk about practicality. She's taken her 30-day challenge for herself. Here's what she says she's going to do. She says, I will count each and every cigarette that I smoke. And every day, I'm going to smoke one less for the next 30 days. And here's the deal. At the end of 30 days, I'll be smoke-free. There's a plan. Now, I know it's going to be tough for you, Candace, but you do it. One less cigarette every day, 30 days, you're free. Free in Christ and free for your health. That's good. Good for you. Join us tomorrow on Intentional Living with some help for you and your family from our Intentional Living Center.